Running with the Bulls, My Years with the Hemingways, by Valerie Hemingway. For Brendan, Sean, Edward, and Vanessa. And in memory of Gregory H. Hemingway. Remember rather the essential moments that were the times of birth and death and change, the agony and the solitary vigil. T.S. Eliot. Chapter 1. Endings and Beginnings. The deceased requested no speech or prayers are to mark her passing. The severe-looking young man in the black suit, with sleeked-back hair, declared without fanfare or emotion. It was a bleak November day in 1986, and I was standing on familiar ground, the little cemetery in Sun Valley, Idaho. I watched the poker-faced funeral director place a small pine-colored plastic box on an oblong piece of emerald astroturf that covered the freshly dug grave. It could have been a cheap toolbox purchased at Kmart. The brief ceremony was over. The two small scatterings of people standing by solemnly started to disperse in opposite directions. An elderly man, tall and graying, tapped my shoulder. "Do you remember me? I'm George Saviors," he said. I had driven from Montana to Ketchum to attend the funeral for my stepmother-in-law, Mary Hemingway. No one else present had crossed a state line to be at Ernest's last wife's burial. The only family members I could see were Jack Bumby Hemingway, his wife Puck, and their daughter Muffet, who lived close by.